KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9 o'clock, it's clear and 62 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Taking a look at state news this morning, new census data shows more Iowa children are living with their grandparents and more people who aren't related are living together. Experts say it's largely because of tough economic times. The U.S. Census Bureau released the data late last night, and it shows increases in the number of households with six or more people and in the number of people living with grandparents, adult children, or siblings. Iowa State University sociologist Liesl Ethington says that the numbers suggest the increase in non-traditional living arrangements are driven by the economy as people cope with difficult economic times. She says that although the increases in the categories are big, they account for only a small percentage of Iowa households. Directors of Iowa food banks say more people move in with relatives to make ends meet. KJAN News Time is 9:01.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Governor Terry Branstad says he's launching an effort to make Iowa the nation's healthiest state by the year 2016, but he acknowledges it's an ambitious one. Branstad Wednesday introduced the Healthiest State Initiative, and it includes $25 million in private funding by Walmart Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Iowa ranks 19th in the nation in overall well-being, according to a Gallup Healthways survey for 2010. But the state dropped 12 spots from 2009, and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds says 66% of Iowans are overweight or obese. The state also ranks in the bottom third nationally in healthy behavior and work environment. Branstad spokesman Tim Albrecht says no additional state funds will be used for the project. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney says he'd like to do darned well in the 2012 Iowa caucuses. Romney landed in Iowa Wednesday and visited for an hour with a group of business executives in Pella, emphasizing his 25-year career in the business world.
I happen to think that right now, given the priorities of this nation, which are to get the economy back on track, to balance our budget, and to live by the principles that made America such a great nation, that I'm the right guy for that job. And I think the people of Iowa will agree.
Romney finished second in the 2008 Iowa caucuses, and most polls show him as the 2012 frontrunner. He says he'll campaign plenty in Iowa over the next few months.
I'll be participating in the Iowa caucus process, hoping to win the delegates that I'd like to have to win the nomination. And I'll be, if I'm the nominee, of course, aggressively campaigning. Iowa will be a swing state. I don't think the president will win it. I think I'll win it if I'm the nominee.
Romney told reporters President Obama isn't up to the task of leading the country during an economic crisis. Republican presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann also visited an Iowa business on Wednesday that, ironically, has printed T-shirts for another candidate, Tim Pawlenty. During a roundtable discussion in Clive, a Des Moines suburb, Bachmann said the smart thing for the country to do is to turn the ship of state around with a new president, rather than seeing the economy sink like the Titanic. Both Bachmann and Romney were scheduled to visit the Iowa State Fair today, and both will be among the candidates who will participate in tonight's debate in Ames. Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul has been joined on the Iowa campaign trail by his son, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. This is Ron Paul's third race for the White House, and he says he's flattered that some of the other candidates are now embracing some of his ideas.
And I think that's very encouraging, because correct ideas is what we need, not just any gloating over vindication in a personal way.
Paul also rejects the notion his views have ever been on the fringe of politics.
I've always thought the people in charge have been on the fringe. These people who believe trillions and trillions of dollars of debt, $14 trillion of debt, and not cut anything, policing the world and printing money, that is strange. Why would anybody vote for people who believe in that?
Paul says the Obama administration doesn't have a plan for working a way out of the financial mess in Washington. Senator Rand Paul says the country is in the midst of a failed presidency. The father and son duo made stops Wednesday in Mason City, Waterloo, Cedar Rapids, and Des Moines. Rand Paul will make stops in Altoona and Marshalltown today on his father's behalf. Ron Paul will be among the eight presidential candidates who will be debating tonight in Ames. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin plans to visit the Iowa State Fair tomorrow, landing right in the midst of the media frenzy surrounding the presidential candidates who are competing in the Iowa GOP straw poll on Saturday. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Peter Singleton moved to Iowa 8.5 months ago on his own and has been traveling the state organizing for a potential Palin presidential campaign. He plans to be at the fair Friday to greet Palin.
It's just great to have her here.
Palin sent an email to supporters Wednesday saying she planned to resume her One Nation tour in the heartland and at the Iowa State Fair specifically. Palin wrote that she's excited to try some of that famous fried butter on a stick and other state fair foods, taking a poke at folks who she says would rather make us just eat our peas. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Earlier this summer, Palin's tour of historic sites on the East Coast took her into New Hampshire on the same day that Mitt Romney formally launched his 2012 presidential campaign with a speech in New Hampshire. America's new poet laureate is the latest with ties to the Iowa Writers' Workshop to be appointed to the prestigious position. The Library of Congress announced Wednesday that Pulitzer Prize winner Philip Levine will succeed W.S. Merwin as the nation's 18th poet laureate this fall. Levine taught part-time at the University of Iowa in the 1950s and went through the Iowa Writers' Workshop after working in several industrial jobs in Detroit. He's known for his detailed and personal verse about the working class. Several prestigious laureates either were workshop students at Iowa or faculty members, including Merwin, Donald Hall, Robert Haas, and Rita Dove. Levine recently participated in the workshop's 75th anniversary reunion, which brought dozens of prestigious writers to Iowa City in June. State environmental officials say big head carp have been found in East Okoboji Lake in northern Iowa, and they believe flooding on the Missouri and Little Sioux Rivers may have allowed the fish to pass over area dams and eventually into the lake. The Iowa DNR said the fish were caught Tuesday. They're part of a group of fish known as Asian carp, which includes silver carp, grass carp, and black carp. Officials said in a news release that the big head carp feed on plankton and may compete with native fish for food. Bighead carp were found in the Little Sioux River below the Lynn Grove Dam in 1996. Officials say the fish caught this week were the first bighead carp found above the dam. More than 27,000 fish have been killed in a fish kill on the South Skunk River near the Hamilton and Story County line. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources said the fish kill was traced back to a leaking outdoor manure storage structure at a hog confinement near Randall. The manure ran off into a tributary that empties into the river, affecting a 5-mile stretch of the river. More than half the fish killed were smaller minnow species, but more than 1,000 were smallmouth bass. Other species that were killed include channel catfish, bullhead, bluegill, and sunfish. The DNR is continuing its investigation. Governor Terry Branstad has asked President Obama for a major disaster declaration for Dubuque and Jackson counties after storms dumped more than a foot of rain there late last month. Branstad Wednesday requested a declaration for public assistance to help the counties recover from the storms on July 27th through the 29th. He's also asking the U.S. Small Business Administration to grant a disaster declaration for Dubuque County, which would make low-interest loans available to those affected by flash flooding. Storms with torrential rain damaged public and private property, including homes, businesses, and farmland. Meanwhile, Branstad has added Clay and Dickinson counties to an earlier presidential disaster request for damage from storms that hit Iowa July 9th through the 14th. That request was initially for Benton, Marshall, Story, and Tama counties. Officials in Mitchell County are hoping to use a grant to help determine the structural integrity of their 153-year-old courthouse. Stan Stallsmith, a structural engineer from Mason City, conducted a preliminary evaluation in April that revealed deteriorating floors, faulty joists, inadequate trusses in the roof, and cracked walls. Mitchell County supervisors would have to figure out how to proceed if an inspection showed the building, which was built in 1858, did not meet standards. Stallsmith estimated that complete inspection would cost up to $100,000. Officials are hoping that the Iowa State Historical Society would provide $50,000. Mitchell County would then match that amount. and workers have started installing cable barriers and medians along Interstate 380 in Johnson and Linn counties in hopes of reducing serious accidents. Work began last month on a project to install cable barriers, which use multiple strands of steel cable to prevent vehicles that veer into a median from crossing into oncoming traffic. The Iowa Department of Transportation planner Kathy Cutler says cable barriers are being installed on several of the busiest stretches of interstate highways throughout Iowa. Barriers are also being installed in most of Cedar County and part of Iowa County. Taking a look at world news headlines at this hour, stocks have been rising and opening trading on Wall Street after fewer people joined the unemployment line last week. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time fell below 400,000 last week, for the first time in 4 months. And it may be a sign the job market is slowly improving. The Dow has moved more than 400 points every day this week, the first time it's done that 3 days in a row since 2008. Yesterday, it fell almost 520 points. Right now, the Dow is up a little more than 124 points. The S&P 500 is up about 15. The NASDAQ is up about 39. One economist says the latest numbers on new jobless claims are a sign that the job market is at least not getting worse. But Paul Dales of Capital Economics says the numbers don't say anything about hiring, and he says the recent stock market turmoil won't help to increase that. Britain's Treasury chief says the global economy is facing its most dangerous time since the banking crisis of 2008. George Osborne told British lawmakers that the economic recovery will take longer and will be harder than they had hoped, but he said his government's austerity measures were the right way to respond to the challenge. And finally in the news, the attorney for the woman accused of breaking into the hotel room of Jeopardy host Alex Trebek in San Francisco says she isn't a thief, she's a prostitute. The San Francisco Examiner quotes attorney Mark Jacobs as saying the 56-year-old woman was in the hotel to meet a customer. Prosecutors say she stole $650, a bracelet, and other items from Trebek's room. But her lawyer says she wasn't in the room. News time is 9:12.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
In our funeral announcement, 64-year-old Axel Thomas Andreessen of West Des Moines and formerly of Menlo died Sunday. A funeral service tribute for Axel Andreessen will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stuart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has the arrangements. 28-year-old Stephen Lavis II of Des Moines and formerly of Guthrie Center died August the 4th. Funeral services for Stephen Lavis II will be today at 1 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. 79-year-old Stan Ewalt of Manning died Monday. Funeral services for Stan Ewalt will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. 21-year-old Kayleen Amos of rural Cumberland died Tuesday. Funeral services for Kayleen Amos will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. And 81-year-old Lillian E. Hunt of rural Elliott died Saturday. A celebration of life service for Lillian Hunt will be held August 26th at 11 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Red Oak, with the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of the news this hour on KJAN, brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank located at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.